BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk for a special broadcast today in which we will be inviting you to call and express words of thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, this is our annual Thanksgiving Day call-in program, and we're going to give you opportunity just to call in to express for what it is that you are thankful for. Now, we don't have time for you to go on and on, but perhaps you can think of those things most important in your mind. We'll give you opportunity here in just a few moments when we open our phone lines. But I do want to share with you some need for some urgent prayer regarding a release that I received just a few hours ago. And it comes to us from the Ministry of Johnny and Friends. Internationally beloved advocate for people with disabilities, Johnny Erickson Tada has received a cancer diagnosis for the second time. She is 69 years old, founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends in Agoura Hills, California, also an award-winning artist, speaker, and author of more than 50 books. A seasoned warrior when it comes to dealing with serious health issues, Tada has endured 51 years of quadriplegia, chronic pain, and a previous battle against stage 3 breast cancer 8 years ago. In 2010, she underwent a mastectomy and chemotherapy treatment. After 5 years, she was declared cancer-free. With her husband Ken at her side, Tada underwent tests last week on a small nodule, which had developed. After biopsies, doctors discovered a small cancerous tumor within the nodule. She said, "When I received the unexpected news of cancer from my surgeon, I relaxed and smiled, knowing that my sovereign God loves me dearly and holds me tightly in his hands. What good is it if we only trust the Lord when we understand his ways? That only guarantees a life filled with doubts," said Tada. To immediately engage Christians in prayer, Tada has shared with the Johnny and Friends staff that she will undergo outpatient surgery to remove the cancer on Monday, November 26. She shared, quote, "I am inspired by the many valiant people with disabilities and their families whom we serve every day at Johnny and Friends. They are people who constantly persevere through personal crises. They do not doubt God's glorious purposes for their lives. Why should I?" She invites friends and associates to share the news of her diagnosis, but with one caveat, and that is that people be encouraged to pray. She said, "Please pray that God will be glorified through all of this, that he will be trusted, extolled, and exalted, that this new challenge becomes a platform for showcasing his grace as well as the giving of the gospel." And then she said, "And of course, that my surgeon shows great skill in surgery. After all, we want him to get it all." Well, with the announcement of Tada's second cancer diagnosis, Doug Mazza, the Johnny and Friends president and COO, shared that Johnny and Friends is a ministry well acquainted with suffering, facing the crushing needs of people with disabilities around the world every day. It is no surprise that our founder would be so positive in the face of what otherwise might be alarming news. Echoing her sentiments, Mazza continued, "We know that the best support we can provide Johnny is prayer. All are encouraged to join Johnny and Ken and his entire Johnny and Friends team in asking God to use this next new health challenge to advance his kingdom among those who need his hope and grace." And when asked her thoughts on a second cancer diagnosis, Johnny added, "Jesus' ecstasy beyond compare, and if new hardships draw us closer to him, I'm more than content with it." A marvelous testimony from Johnny Erickson Tada. "And even in the midst of suffering," she says, "I'm content with this if this is going to draw me closer to Jesus Christ." And how many of us get a hangnail? We start to complain. Friends, we do want to set aside time today, first of all, to encourage you to remember Johnny in your prayers, but then also to cause us to be having an attitude of gratitude, that of one of thanksgiving to God. We see often, as we quote from Romans chapter 1, about a society that God has given over. But when you read some of the verses leading up to it, you find that the people were not thankful. Let's be a thankful people. And so we're going to open our phones today and give you opportunity on this Thanksgiving Day 2018 to express for what it is you are most thankful for. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. What is it you are thankful for this year? And it is our plan to re-air this program on Thanksgiving Day on Crosstalk, as it will supplement so many of you as you gather together with family or friends, or just to reflect upon God's goodness as you are by yourself. The listeners giving thanks today here on Crosstalk. Our number is 800-733-9829. And we encourage you to pick up your phone, give us a call, and just express what it is you're thankful for this very year. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "To enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Psalm 97:12, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Now, friends, this is one of those programs whereby we will get many phone calls, and you may try and you get a busy signal, but let me just share with you that as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that line is open. And so we're going to seek to have many, many, many calls of participation all across the country this afternoon for you to share what it is for which you are thankful. We're going to begin with Alicia in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
I thank God first and foremost for his darling son, Jesus the Christ, my intercessor. And he taught me how to lean not to my own understanding, but acknowledge him in all my ways. And I pray for those that know not of him. And he has taught me how to humble myself and discern from the world, but look up towards heaven with cometh my help. God bless you all.
Thank you, Alicia. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Anna in Exonia, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to cry here, but it's with joy. I praise the Lord for his word. Psalm 113, verse 3, from the rising in the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. This was my mama's verse, and she's been gone since 2015. And we're going to go up and witness to my dad. He's unsaved, so I ask folks to pray for Papa. I am very grateful for him. But my next one is my husband and a godly man. I did not have a godly man in my family as growing up. And for VCY, thank you so much.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Idaho. Spencer, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity to share an amazing concept. I believe it's Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is their strength." And I learned that you can make a list of 10 things every day and give thanks for that, and then make a sandwich out of it. Whereas, what if I did not have that particular thing? And by doing that throughout the week, amazing things happen. And ultimately grateful for the Lord that wakes us up every day when we had not needed that day.
Amen.
And this call. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate your call also as I commute and drive quite much for my job. So praise the Lord, and thank you for your ministry and this opportunity.
God bless you, Spencer. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Miami, Florida, our friend Courtney. Go ahead, Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints. The thing I want to be most thankful for is the Lord saving me. And although my legs right now are swollen to about twice the size, sometimes I look at them and I can't walk, you know. But I thank God because he brings that word to me in the Bible that says and that one of the disciples, he was almost sick unto death. And God has shown me, you get up and get out of there and get those Bible CDs out, the word to the people, and how he blesses me with people passing by in a car and just take me where I'm going, you know, and I can witness to people. And that's the most beautiful thing, Saint, being able to talk about the Lord and to use the word to draw people's souls to him.
Amen.
God bless you all now, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
God bless you,
have
Courtney.
A wonderful Thanksgiving.
And
God bless you.
And
now.
You as well. Bye-bye now. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for Romans 1:12, where it talks about that not ashamed of the gospel.
1:16. Mm-hmm.
And then Romans 2:12, where it says all men are going to be judged according to Paul's gospel. And then Paul's gospel in 1 Corinthians 15:1 through 4, the death, burial, resurrection of Christ plus nothing. I'm so thankful that he led me to that salvation, and it's through predestination. But I thank you much for the call.
Thank you, Fred. Don is calling from Pensacola. Don, you're on the air.
Yes, I thank the Lord, first of all, for my salvation in Christ that I've had for 38 years. I've never doubted, and it's got to be him. And second of all, for my godly wife, Chris. And lastly, but not least, for the old King James Bible, which I have found to be the perfect word of God.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Colleen is next in Venice, Florida. You're on the air, Colleen.
Hi. I am thankful for all of the good things that have been done with our president in rolling back some of the evil things that the enemy had his agenda for our country here. And I'm thankful for Crosstalk.
Thank you, Colleen, for your call. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You also.
Bye-bye now. Our number is 800-733-9829. Todd is calling from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Jim. First of all, I'm thankful for God's grace and mercy. He spared me from a near-death experience about 6 weeks ago. And because of that, he's brought me back under his wing.
Amen.
And brought me back to Christ where I need to be. And I want to thank all the people that have prayed for me and everything that VCY does and the true gospel message that you put out on the airwaves.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Patricia is calling from Arizona. You're on the air, Patricia.
Yes, Jim. Thank you so much for your call, for allowing me to call. This year, I'm very thankful for a beautiful daughter and a wonderful son-in-law. I just turned 80 in June, and I'm gradually losing my sight, and they've provided me with a lovely place to live, and I live with them, and they care for me every day. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord for having such wonderful family.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Patricia. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Bye-bye now. Randy is next. Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'm so thankful for Father to save me from my sins, and he chose me before the foundation of the world, and that Jesus, then he came down and became a man, and paid such a huge price for my sin.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm also thankful for my preacher, son, way back when I was a teenager and growing up, and other faithful pastors. So thankful. I'm thankful for VCY, and I'm thankful for men of God that are standing up these days, like you and Brandon and, Shuram. And it's so cool to see you guys standing up. And I just thank you all, and I'm thankful for my family. I had a wonderful family.
Thank you, Randy, for your call. We're up against a break, but have a wonderful Thanksgiving. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Crosstalk listeners giving thanks 2018. We'll take more of your calls following the break. This is Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, does evolution enter into the abortion debate?
It certainly does, Chris. In fact, evolution has long been used as the justification for abortion. Even today in abortion clinics, young pregnant girls are told about an evolutionary concept called embryonic recapitulation, in which the fetus, as it grows in the mother's womb, remembers its evolutionary ancestry. And at one point, it's just a fish. And it's okay to kill a fish, so you can abort in those months. What's the harm? In such a way, many are deceived into murdering their unborn children. But the fetus is a person. Humans were created in the image of God. The human fetus is just not finished growing yet, but it's human in every sense, both scientifically and biblically. So you see, Chris, even modern societal issues go back to Genesis for more understanding.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. It's our Thanksgiving call-in program here today as we're reminded in Psalm 105, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people." That's what you're doing today, making His deeds known among the people. Vic Eliason, he's with the Lord now nearly 3 years. But as he would go out and hold singspirations, he would pause in the midst of a singspiration, say, "Now it's say-so time." And people kind of scratched their head for a bit. What do you mean, say-so time? Well, the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so," and this is say-so time. Well, that's what we're doing today, having this time of Thanksgiving, as we call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Taking your phone calls right now, all the lines are filled, but as you hear callers hang up, that means that line will be open again, and so don't grow weary in well-doing in calling in here today in the program. Let's go right back to the phone lines to the state of Michigan. Gene has been holding the longest. Hi, Gene, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, and God bless VCY, and I've been a listener since WEGZ came on board.
Wonderful.
And I really love everything. I mean, and God has been good to me. I had two heart attacks. He pulled me through them, and I'm still upright. I'm 75 years old and still going strong, and praise the Lord. And God bless you, too.
Amen. Thank you, Gene. We've got Alfredo calling from Washington. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hey, yeah, I'm just thinking about the Lord, because yesterday was Thanksgiving Day. Yesterday, we ate together as a church, the whole church I ate. So thank you for the Lord, because yesterday, we ate together as a church. And you know, the Bible says that it's good for the brothers to be together, you know.
To dwell together in unity.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for the Lord. And then thank you for the Lord also, because He healed me from my hurting because I fell down on Friday when I went to a basket shop from my school. Well, thank you for the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Alfredo. We're going next to Ricky in Jackson, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Ricky.
Hi, I am thankful for the harvesting that is getting done here in the Jackson area. For the month of October, we had lots of rain, and the farmers were not able to get into the field, but I just was out driving, and the combines are harvesting the corn and the soybeans. It's just great to see those big machines out in the field harvesting.
Thank you, Ricky. Raymond is next in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Mr. Raymond Richard Goins in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and I want to tell you that, first of all, of course, I'm most thankful for my faith in Christianity, Roman Catholicism, it happens to be my vein, and I'm also most thankful for the patent of Dr. Kali, K-A-A-L-I, mm-hmm. of Albert Einstein Medical School for the blood electrifier, and if you look at it, you'll see it cures all contagious diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that it's also available on eBay.
Okay, yeah, not a commercial time here, Raymond, but so glad you are thankful for those items. Thank you for the call. Chris in West Dallas, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Well, Jim, what I'm most thankful for is I've been forgiven. That's most important to me, to know that God can take a mess like me and make me a new creation. It's an absolute miracle. Sometimes I don't understand what God sees in me, but He reached down and pulled me out of a miry pit. I was in the depths of hell. If I would have died back in July of 1996 in Milwaukee County Jail, I know I'd spend eternity, and that's where He found me. And I'm so thankful for my salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. God bless you.
Thanks.
Kurt in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just wanted to thank you for VCY. My wife and I just love your show, and I'm also very thankful for my wife, who's a wonderful Christian. Her name is Renee, and she just has been my rock, and I just love that we are able to listen to a wonderful place up here in the UP here to this station. And just thank you so much for what you do, and God bless you.
God bless you as well, Kurt, and a blessed Thanksgiving to you.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And we've got three lines open right now at 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. John is calling next from Idaho. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Oh, God bless. Rejoice. I tell you, Crosstalk is my connection. Mm-hmm. And I just praise God for salvation.
Yeah.
In him, and the opportunity to take the word into the jail ministry through the Gideons here in Nampa, Idaho, and praising the Lord for what he is doing as his word reaches the hearts
Amen.
Of those incarcerated. We love you.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye now. Telephone number to Crosstalk here, several open lines, 800-733-9829, giving you opportunity to share what it is you are thankful for this Thanksgiving 2018. Psalm 106, verse 1 and 47, praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 47, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Going back to the phone lines here today on Crosstalk, giving you opportunity, we have Lynn calling from Minnesota. Lynn, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I am most thankful for the life that Christ has offered us through his death on the cross.
Hmm.
And because of that, I had at one time not been a believer, and I had an abortion, but he saved me. Amen. And now this year we are celebrating three brand new grandbabies, and his life just continues forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate your call. Terry is next in Kentucky. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Yes. We had a little exercise in church yesterday morning. We picked five things we were thankful for, blessings that we could count, but then we took each of those blessings and looked at how could we make that blessing count for someone else, what we were blessed with that we could bless someone else with. So I encourage everyone to not just count their blessings, but look and see how they can make their blessings count in the lives of others. Thank you for being there.
God bless you,
Terry. Have a very blessed day enjoying our day of giving thanks.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I just wanted to read two verses. Psalm 107, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And that is so true in my life, and I love saying so. I love giving a reason for the hope that's within me. He pulled me up out of a horrible pit like the other man in Myrie Clay, but he pulled me out of a psych ward. If there wasn't a Jesus Christ, I would be in Mendota Mental Health Institute. There's no remedy for being, they said I had a nervous breakdown, but I was demonized. There's no remedy in the secular world. They just drug you until you're senseless. And, I mean, I'm not jamming them. That's the tools they have in the toolbox. But without Jesus, people cannot come out of that. So I just love to share that message. And I'm also thankful for Dane County Jail Ministry, the chaplain, and just the way Dane County let, not Dane County, I'm sorry, Outagamie County, the way they let men and women go in there and preach the gospel and do one-on-ones and teach men and women the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you.
God bless you.
You as well. Bye-bye now. We have Louise calling from Georgia. You're on the air, Louise.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank the Lord for his salvation and for my church, for God's word,
and how he cares for and provides for me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa is next in Clarksburg, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Hi there. I'd like to say I'm so grateful for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and he's the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kevin is next in Richland Center, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, Jim, I'm kind of directed by the Lord to send up a thank you from all of us, and here's why. I drove tractor-trailer for 10 years, and I ran New York City, and I was out there the week Jets hit the towers.
Hmm.
And I want to thank him for keeping us alive on these roads and these highways and stuff that goes on, because there wasn't a day that went by out there where he wasn't watching over me in some situation that was life-threatening.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't see that, but when you look back on it, he just prompted me to say, call Jim and send one up from everybody that's out there on these roads, cops and all of the people that are on these highways.
Yeah.
It is one of the most dangerous places to be is on these roads and in these airways, and I want to send up a thank you from all of us for keeping us alive on these very dangerous highways.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Kevin.
You bet. God bless you. Happy Bye-bye. Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Thanks. Monty is next, also from Wisconsin. You're on the air, Monty.
Yes. I'd just like to praise the Lord for the ability to give thanks for just being able to be here in this America, as God has already blessed us, just by virtue of the fact that we have in America. I think it's important that we remember it. God blessed America, but it's a past tense. He's already done it. We have it. It's here. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Monty. David in White, Georgia, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for God's guidance in our country, in our world. I'm thankful for all the wonderful VCI programs, and I'm thankful that God was influencing our elections and that he was always in control.
Mm. Thank you, David. Kevin is next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Kevin.
Hi there, Jim. I am thankful for God for giving us a gift, which is a gift of memory, because my parents has passed on now, and what gets me through these holidays and these times that I really miss them is the good memories I have with them while they were alive, and especially at the holidays and other special occasions too. And so Jim, have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you, Kevin. We have Deanna calling from Bristol. You're on the air, Deanna.
Hi. I just wanted to say thanks to saving me and for the VCY that you have on, and every day that I have God's love.
Hmm. Amen. Thank you for your call. Wanda's next in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You're on the air.
I wanted to say thanks to God for a relative who made her profession of faith in the hospital 1 month before she passed away.
Praise God.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
So happy to hear that. Thank you, Wanda.
Thank you.
Erin in Grafton, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Just wanted to say our family is very thankful for the Holy Spirit guiding our family to a gospel-centered church.
Mm-hmm.
It was, finding one was much more.
Mm-hmm. You still there, Erin? Hello, Erin. Oh, something happened to our connection there with Aaron. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk. We'll be back with more phone calls here on VCY America, as giving you opportunity as listeners to give God thanks today. Crosstalk listeners expressing thanks here, Thanksgiving 2018. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Islam is making its advance in America and around the globe. Its quest is for world domination, a world caliphate. Born in Iran, Sharam Hadian is a former Muslim who has come to faith in Jesus Christ. Sharam delivered a powerful message entitled Eyes Wide Open, where he discusses the Muslim agenda in America. He warns about churches and denominations compromising the truth and participating in interfaith dialogue and common word documents. Sharam calls the church to wake up to what's happening and to return to its biblical role of fulfilling the Great Commission. Eyes Wide Open is available on CD for a donation of $6 or DVD for a donation of $12. Since Sharam uses PowerPoint, the DVD is recommended. However, either one will be a benefit to you. To request one or multiple copies, simply call VCY America at 1-800-729-9829.
Psalm 116, verse 17 says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. It's our Thanksgiving call in 2018, and Lord willing, our plan is to re-air this on Thanksgiving Day, to have it indeed be one of Thanksgiving, and taking your calls today. Our lines are all filled right now, but as you hear people hang up, that's your opportunity to call in to express what it is you're thankful for this year of 2018. You can write down our number. It's 1-800-733-9829. Back to the phone lines to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. We are truly blessed to have the religious freedoms that we have in America.
Yeah.
I don't take them for granted, our First Amendment rights to preach the word, to assemble, to be on the radio even today. So I don't take that for granted. I thank the Lord I had the privileged to serve the nation as a veteran.
Thank you.
And finally, a shout out to my friends Jeff and Gwen in Hawaii. This signal goes worldwide. So we praise God that the gospel is going out to the nations. Thank you, Jim.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Suzanne from Britt, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jim. I'm so thankful Jesus Christ died for me and he made atonement for my sin. And I'm thankful for VCY and the way you stand for the truth above all, and it's a great ministry to me. And I also want to make a special thank you to my mailman. It's my rural mail carrier, Thomas Richardson, and he's just in his quiet devotion to Jesus Christ. I think he delivers every piece of mail to his glory. I know we share the Lord together, and he's precious in Christ.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Suzanne. Kevin is next in South Dakota. You're on the air, Kevin.
Hey, hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Just praise God for being redeemed and from the God of creation and the God of salvation and the salvation that he's provided through his son. But also in today's world, when they look at their circumstances and environment, I'm so grateful we have a God that's sovereign. Not a God of in control, but a God that's sovereign from Revelation back to Genesis and Genesis to Revelation.
Yeah.
His word talks about sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
I am so grateful that our God is.
Amen. God
that's
bless you.
My praise for the day. Praise God.
Thank you, Kevin. Delza is next in Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, Delza.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord that he is so faithful. I've served him all my life, and I'm 57 now, and he has proved himself faithful when I have not been faithful, and I love him so.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Sherry is next in Richland Center. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful for my grandparents and my parents. The Lord used them to give me access to a Bible and Sunday school at an early age, and these led to me getting saved in 1973. He's also blessed me with two children and a grandson who are so special to me. But most of all for Jesus, his atonement and blood, which cleanses from all unrighteousness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. To Bridgeport, West Virginia, we have Zoe calling. Hi, Zoe. You're on the air.
What?
Zoe, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom and dad and my suit and my clothes.
Amen. God bless you, Zoe. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Mario in Amro, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm just calling to say how thankful I am that, first of all, that obviously I'm saved and on my way to heaven, but I'm also married to my very best friend, and he is the best husband I could ever ask for. I mean, he provides for us, and he's just the best the best husband I could possibly ask for, and I'm so thankful that we have a good relationship, and I'm also thankful that I have parents and in-laws that model that good relationship for us, and that we're able to look at them and see what examples of good marriages are. And then I'm also thankful for my two little girls and our health and safety through this year.
Amen. Thank you, Muriel. And we have Maggie calling from Newcomerstown, Ohio. You're on the air, Maggie.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I'm thankful for Jesus and what he's done and the gifts he gives, his providence, his provision. I'm thankful for my family, husband, son, daughter-in-law, and grandchildren. Thankful for the pilgrims that came for our country, that we have a National Day of Thanksgiving for food, shelter, and clothing. My church, I am most blessed, and I thank you, and you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you, Maggie.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye. Cindy in Fort Wayne, Indiana, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to say that I'm thankful for our God who is in heaven and for blessing me by giving me his son Jesus who died for my sins.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Cindy. And we've got David in Milwaukee. You're on the air, David.
Hi, Jim. I am thankful for my Heavenly Father who called me out of darkness and predestined me to be conformed to the image of his dear son. Mm. I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins and the sins of the whole world, that trusting in him, we might have eternal life. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit who indwells me and helps me to pray and understand the Word of God. I am thankful for VCY, which the Lord used to save me. And I'm thankful for our president that Jesus Christ put in office. And God bless you and VCY America.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your call today. We've got, let's go to Boise, Idaho next. And Lilith, you're on the air. Hello, Lilith.
I am Eunice from Boise, Idaho.
Oh, Eunice. Okay. Sorry about that, Eunice. Yeah. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm thankful for a godly heritage and that I have been able to write a book about my life so I can pass that heritage on to other people so they can see what it's like to live a godly life. And God has blessed our family and our children and grandchildren loving and serving the Lord. Mm. Thank you.
God bless
God
you,
bless
Eunice.
You.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. To West Dallas, Wisconsin, Brad, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim.
Hey.
Just wanted to tell everybody out there about how thankful I am that Jesus stayed on that cross and he drank the full cup of divine wrath for us. And the Romans and the nails didn't keep him there. His faithfulness to fulfill his word kept him there, mm-hmm. and that's why he filled it out. And the other thing is this, everybody listening to this show, myself included, before we were saved, death could have come to us at any time. And for his own reasons, he had his hand on us, and he didn't have to keep us alive so we could accept his free gift, mm-hmm. but he did.
Yeah.
So that's what Amen. I've got to say today.
Amen. Thank you, Brad. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joyce in Mason, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. I am so thankful for salvation in Jesus, godly husband, Charles, 40 years, one new godly son-in-law, Tristan, and two new grandbabies this year, Ezra
Wonderful.
And Victoria.
Wonderful. Congratulations to you. Much
thank
to be thankful
you.
For.
And thank you so much for VCY. Mm. It's such an encouragement.
Amen. God bless you, Joyce.
Thank you.
Rex is next in Minnesota. You're on the air, Rex.
Hi, Jim. I've had MS for about 15 years. I've been in a wheelchair now for about 10 years. Mm. God has used my, my situation, I guess, to draw me closer to him, and that's been a world of difference in my life. So I'm very thankful for being able to be closer to God and my family and everything in my life.
Mm. Thank you for your call today, Rex.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
Bye-bye now. Sid in Benton Harbor, Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful for all the talents that we've been given by God and for all of our pastors and our churches and all of our soldiers that protect our freedoms.
Yeah.
And thankful for your show that gives us so much more information about God each and every day. Be thankful for you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well, Sid. We've got Lori also in Michigan. You're on the air, Lori.
I want to thank the Lord that he delivered me out of the hand of the enemy and from a horrible life of sin. And it was actually VCY. My husband and I both got saved after sitting and watching the TV down in Milwaukee. I was stationed there in the Air Force, and my husband got saved first. And immediately, the day after, the morning after, I immediately began to be affected by his changed life. And God has done a great work in our lives, and I just praise the Lord for his goodness that he reaches down to the lost, and he's still saving today. And I'm praying that we will have, and praising God that he will answer the prayers for many people like ourselves, that we're also, and so many more people will be rescued from the hand of the enemy.
Amen. Lori, what a blessing it is to hear how God used the TV ministry to touch your life.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thanks for the call. Next to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and Andrew, you're on the air.
Hey, I was reflecting on this year and what I was thankful for, and I think that I'm glad that on the opportunities I have to listen to Crosstalk, that because of the content that they have and the guests that they have and the programming and the subject matter, you can always tell that y'all strive to contend for the faith, like the Apostle Paul talks about.
Yeah.
And it's not always just a one-sided agenda kind of a thing like so many shows are. But it's always reflected in what y'all do, and you know, it always makes me think of Scripture as I'm listening, and so I appreciate that.
Amen. God bless you, Andrew. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same.
Bye-bye now. We have Amanda next in Kansas. You're on the air, Amanda.
Yes, I am thankful to the Lord for teaching me how to pray for my enemies.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Jonathan in Clarksburg, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm thankful that Jesus died on the cross for everyone and that he forgave me and saved me. And I'm thankful for answered prayer. He let my wife live, and I'm thankful for my Bible.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Joy is next in Tomo, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Joy.
Yes, hello. I'm thankful that I was saved when I was 60. It was 61 years ago. I was like 5 years old, and there was a lady from Nigeria, Africa, who led me to Christ in a Bible, a Kent Bible school when I was like 5 years old, and I'm 66 now, and I'm married to a wonderful Christian man named Randy Barriga, and I was able to live through a bad situation. I had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when I was 29. And I praise and thank the good Lord that he kept me from dying from that, and that I was able to survive to see my niece and nephew and their children now. And I'm just thankful for all this, besides having this wonderful husband of mine, Randy.
Well, praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Joy, for your call, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we're just seconds from our break, so we're going to take that break and come back to the final segment, which will feature more of your phone calls here at Crosstalk at 800-733-9829. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on Crosstalk, as it says in Psalm 147:7, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God." We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewradio.com. For some time, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung and I on my broadcast have talked about the fact that we both believe that it's very likely that the enemies of Israel will attack America prior to their attacking Israel, so that America cannot come to the aid and defense of Israel. Recently, in my studies on electromagnetic pulse bombs, I discovered this. Al-Wazari, one of the leaders of Al-Qaeda, has openly called for a fatwa, or religious edict, to enlist his followers to carry out nuclear strikes against the United States of America, to use nuclear weapons against the American people, because, quote, there is no doubt that the greatest enemy of Islam and Muslims at this time is the Americans, end quote. He went on to call for striking America, the great Satan, before striking Israel, just as Jimmy DeYoung and I have predicted.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." This is our Thanksgiving 2018 call-in program, of which we plan to rebroadcast this right on Thanksgiving Day to add to our Thanksgiving celebration. And let's go right back to the phone lines, holding the longest, Princeton, Minnesota. John, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I just wanted to be thankful for the program and able to call in, and also thankful for my salvation. And just, I have not taken it for granted for a minute, and just thankful for that, and just thankful for just godly coworkers to work with. It helps the work day go by fast. And also thankful for this season of winter and Thanksgiving.
Amen. Thank you for the call here today, John. We're going next to Inez. Hi, Inez, you're on the air.
I'm thankful for this VCY radio station, and I'm thankful for television Channel 30 and all those that make it possible that we can have a chance to watch and hear all every hour during the night. And I'm thankful for family and answered prayer. I remember when Nicolaitan was in an accident and prayer was at, and I remember when, Jim, you had a blood clot in each lung and God answered prayer.
That's right.
I am so thankful that we have daylight and fresh air and all. And I'm now 101. And
oh, my.
Had family to be thankful for, and I was able to take care of people's little children from infant on, and I was so thankful that God brought one job after another to me, that I was able to do that, and I'm thankful that we can hear VCY every day and every night.
Amen. God bless you, Inez. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. We have Kevin calling next. Hi, Kevin. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jim. How are you doing on this?
Fine, thank you.
I can't say the day because you're going to re-air this, but I thank God for my brothers, Terry and Tim, and you and all the people over at WVCY Place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Thanksgiving dinner, Jim, have ham.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin, for the call today. Judith is calling from Richland Center. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Judith, and I'm calling for thankfulness for the Mayo Clinic in La Crosse, Dr. Roskus, who did my carotid artery surgery.
Mm.
I've been a registered nurse over 40 years, and I had picked it off myself with Lifeline screening, and he believed me and followed me and actually pushed up my surgical date because it was filling up faster than expected.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go on and do more as a healthy retired nurse, you know. And so he got me through the surgery, and he was a very Christian surgeon. And then I'm very thankful for my job. I'm teaching nurses AIDS now, because when you're older, you're going to be thankful for being healthy at quality assurance DNA training. Because I've noticed now, I'm so thankful that these young people, they are Christian. There's lots of them. And they have good moral character, and they want to take care of the elderly. And then I wanted to thank God for all the times in my life where, you know, accidents were prevented, and I asked God for wisdom because I didn't know what to do, and he gave it to me. And that's just worth more than all the gold in earth.
Amen. So. Thank you, Judith. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Thank you for your program.
Sure. Bye-bye now. Elnetta is calling from Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead, Elnetta.
I'm thankful for Jesus Christ who died for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also thankful for a wonderful family, my mother and father. That it was a gift from God that he let me have them a long time. I don't have them anymore, but I'm thankful that he let me have them as long as he did. And I'm thankful for the three kids that I had, the two boys and one girl. He took the two boys. I'm thankful for the time that he let me have them. And I'm thankful for my grandchildren that helped me since in my old age. I'm 86 years old. And I'm thankful for a very, very good group of grandkids that helped me.
Amen.
And I just love the Lord. And I thank him for everything he has done for me.
Amen.
And I'm hoping that you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And you as well, Elnetta. Thank you for the call. Andy is calling from Sparta, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi there. Jim, I just want to let you know that I'm thankful for the fact that my wife and I have been married, will be 56 years on December 1st, and we have a family of 60 with our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And I'm so thankful that the Lord has been so blessed to me.
Amen. God bless you, Andy. And that's quite a crew. And congratulations on that milestone anniversary as well.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. And Rebecca in Ripon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful for all the overcomings that the Lord has given me ever since 10th grade. Epileptic seizures have dissipated, speech impediment, hand shakiness, two broken ankles, and I'm still biking. Never thought of to complete my GED and associate degree and living alone, now married and now being in our own house.
Amen.
Who would think a mental epileptic would be able to get up as far as I did?
Amen. So happy to hear that, and thank you for your call. We're out of the time on the broadcast today, but thanks to all of you taking time to call. As we're reminded from Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. From the Crosstalk team here at VCY America, a blessed Thanksgiving to all of you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.